You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I had dinner with my son and daughter-in-law last night over on Broadway. Man, I love the restaurants over there. I had a good time. I got old-fashioned grilled cheese and tomato soup, dude.
Whew. Nothing wrong with that, it's on like a cold night.
Going old school.
Lick the bowl.
With a Peroni to go along with it. So.
Solid.
That was good. Anyway, and then we go our separate ways because, you know, I'm in town from Georgia. They're in town from Hawaii. We kind of meet in the middle here on this trip, and it's great. Got to spend time together. See him again today. But about 9:30 last night, I get a text from my son just wanting to know if I was still awake because he wants to give me a call. And I was like, sure. And I'm worried a little bit, like, why the late night call?
Yeah, what's
up?
What's going on?
He says, I want to tell you what just happened and see if you've ever heard anything like this before. They got back from dinner. And my daughter-in-law, Sabra, is going to be heading up to the hills to do some snowboarding today. So she went over to the drawers there in the hotel room where she had taken stuff out of her suitcase and put all of her. She's an unpacker, I guess. I'm
one
not.
Of those,
huh? I live out of a suitcase.
Yes.
She absolutely. Unpacks. That's cool.
It's so weird.
People are people.
So
anyway.
Weird.
So she put all her clothes in there. She went over to the drawer to get her stuff out, get all of her stuff ready to go snowboarding today. She opens up the drawer, and the drawer is empty. She's like, I did put my clothes in here, right? Mm-hmm. So she closes that. She opens up the bottom drawer. It's empty.
Uh-oh.
Now she's going, And she's looking around the room. She's like, what did I know I put my clothes in here. And she asked Dominic. She's like, did you? He's like, I didn't touch your clothes. So now they're thinking, did somebody come in and steal her clothes?
Yeah.
But they look around. Dominic's clothes are there. Other stuff that they had. He even had a laptop. That was there.
Yeah.
Laptop wasn't touched. Sitting right there.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe it's still in my suitcase. She gets her suitcase, opens it up. No clothes.
Empty.
They left to go out to dinner, came back. All of her clothes are gone.
What is up with that?
So they call down. They go down to the front desk. And they're saying, something's going on here. Somebody has obviously been in our room.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady at the front desk says, oh, yeah, just a second. She goes in the back room. She comes back with a big black, one of those big black hefty bags. She goes, are these your clothes? And Sabra opens up and looks through there. She goes, yes, these are my clothes.
How did they get down here?
What had happened was, apparently, and tell me if you've ever heard anything like this before, the hotel had gotten a call from someone who said, yeah, we were staying in room, you know, XXX, whatever, you know, the last couple of days, and we think we left our clothes there. So the people at the hotel front desk did not try, because they've got Dominic and Sabra's phone numbers, did not call.
Right.
They just went up there with a key card, went in, pulled all of her clothes out, put them in a bag, brought them downstairs, and some stranger came by who could have easily said, oh, yeah, those are mine.
Just grabbed the bag and left, essentially.
And take them. With no word ever said to my son and daughter-in-law, we're going to come in and take all your stuff.
I smell a discount on this room stay.
Isn't it funny that Dominic said he was mad? I was like, well, listen, I said, it's probably, here's what I said. I said, with the labor shortage right now and every place scrambling, hotels too are having a really difficult time getting help. I'm sure they've got somebody who just got thrown into the job, has not been through the fire, you know, of hotel living and management. And in their mind, if somebody calls and said, I left something in the room, they're like, yeah, I'll just go get it for you. Even though somebody else is now occupying that room.
And the confusion is, was it actually their room or was it a different room number? How did this happen?
The people on the phone gave that room number. And so the hotel went up there and took all of her clothes.
Sounds like a prank or something, almost.
It wasn't a prank. Anyway, so I've never heard that before.
I've never heard of that either.
That they just take all of your clothes for some random person to come by.
Scoop it up.
And go through.
But I guess if everything aligned for them, room number, clothes in the drawer, we left them, they're just going to go in and... But still, you got to give us a heads up. You're going in our room.
You can't just go in. Right. And wouldn't your brain say, there's a bunch of other stuff here. Somebody is in this room, has not checked out. They didn't take everything, just all the clothes that were in a drawer.
Right.
That makes no sense.
the whole thing is just suspicious, wacky and weird. And and I kind of hope it was a prank.
By who? Some random person?
Kids. Honestly.
Let's call hotels and see if we can get them to go into people's rooms.
Here we are talking about
and
it.
And take all their stuff.